Okay, so Rabbi Nachman, building off this idea that we have to actually draw close to the tzaddikim and we can receive their strength, but it's not enough to just draw close to the tzaddikim for the sake of drawing close and receiving their strength for the sake of strength, but rather to bring it into action. And one of the ways that Rabbi Nachman is talking about action at this juncture is speech. And speech is very, very important because at the end of the day, based on Kabbalistic ideas, the whole world of Malchut is called Malchut Peh. Malchut Peh, all of speech is the world of Malchut, the world of kingdom, the world of organization, the world of articulation. At the end of the day, this is the world we live in right now, the world that constantly we're looking for people who can articulate things well. And every person feels that at moments where he's hurt or broken or frustrated, things are not going well, he just can't articulate what he's feeling. He just can't share what he feels. And furthermore, sometimes the baffledness or the brokenness of being a person who believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and lives a life of faithfulness is that I can't articulate to other people how I'm feeling and how I connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu or how I'm serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in one way or another. Rabbi Nachman opens Sichot Aran with this fundamental teaching that I can't share with another person my belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, my knowing God, my experience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I can't even share with myself today the way I experienced God yesterday. There's some barrier to articulation, and that's what we're all yearning for and longing for. And the prophet says that when Mashiach is coming, God will open up the wellspring of speech. Everybody will have the right speech to be able to call out to God. And right now, we're having that barrier challenge. Now, what makes a tzaddik a true tzaddik is his ability to articulate these aspects to such amazing detail and to such transformative concepts. Right now, sadly, in a shallow world, Rabbi Nachman is known for, you know, his bumper stickers of like "En shum yush ba'olam klal" or "Mitzvah gedola liot b'simcha" or "Im atam amish yochim kalkel tamim yochim taken." And these are all nice and cute bumper stickers or cute songs for camp, but they go so deep. These are articulations of the greatest, loftiest Kabbalistic ideas down to the most amazing grandeur, right? Meaning you have to tell a story. I once saw Rav Adis, who's the greatest Kabbalist of this generation, reading Leva Shemaim, Rav Shlomo Karbach on Chanukah. And I, you know, this greatest Kabbalist, why is he learning Rav Shlomo? And I said to him, why are you reading, like, why are you reading this? Like, what prompted you to read Rav Shlomo on Chanukah? And he said to me, I have to go talk to these group of soldiers. They want to come talk to me, and I have to share with them ideas on Hanukkah. Now, I want to share these Kabbalistic ideas, but I don't know how to articulate them in ways that they can understand, right? I'm just going to talk about like Za, Arich, Nuk, and they're going to look at me like, what is he saying? But she said, but this guy, Rabbi Shlomo Karbach, he could take the greatest Kabbalistic ideas and articulate them in ways that even these people who have no background in Kabbalah, in Judaism, let alone Kabbalah, can understand. He's like, he's the master articulator. There's something amazing about the true tzaddikim's ability to articulate things to the smallest degree of simplicity, to simplify things. While sometimes you go to like a Kabbalist and he's like, yeah, well, he's just going to overcomplicate things. And the beauty is to oversimplify things. And Rabbi Nachman is talking about speech in a way of redemption, but in a greater way, for me to be able to articulate what I want, what I'm doing. It's not enough to just have these grand thoughts. It's not enough to just yearn. It's not enough to just contemplate. A person has to actually articulate, actually bring it out into words. And sometimes that's the hardest thing. That's why Rabbi Nachman says, bodidut is the greatest thing. The greatest thing is to do bodidut, which is to seclude yourself and speak to God and articulate how you're feeling. Articulate what you're trying, what you want. Articulate what is important to you. And then Rabbi Nachman says, and while itpodut is a malak dolamina kol, it's the greatest thing. Rabbi Nachman says, sicha chaverim is greater than itpodut. A conversation with a true, genuine friend who's going to help you promote yourself and great become better. And he knows the exact nuance between when to cuddle you and comfort you and tell you that it's okay, and when to push you and tell you can do better. That is greater than even talking to God. Because at the end of the day, when you're talking to a friend who can actually help you articulate your words, who can actually help you draw out what you're trying to say, who can actually push you from one place to another, that is complete redemption. That is Avodas Hashem. We have to be able to articulate ourselves and not just stay in the realm of thought and contemplation. We have to actually bring it into words. When you bring it into words, then it exists in this world. And when it exists in this world, then it can produce fruit. This is very deep. We will continue.